how to create an identity that is so strong for the next year that reality has to respond to it, so that your reality has to change. If you have tried affirmations, manifestations, hard work, and even spiritual paths, and your life still has not changed, there is a deeper reason behind it. Years change, but the problems remain same. The same health, the same financial issues, the same mental instability and stuckness, stress, anxiety, and so on. Now, the problem here is not with the external reality and the external circumstances. The problem is in who you are being currently. What are you within yourself? We call this Swabhava in ACS. Swabhava is our innate nature or our core identity. And our Swabhava is directly tied to the reality that we experience. If you can create a powerful identity, that is the ideal identity, then reality has to respond and it has to give you your ideal life. So reality does not respond to what you want, it responds to what you are. And that's how you will have to approach life from today. Because the top 1% do not focus on the outcomes. They focus on themselves and they evolve themselves. And in the next year, if you continue with the same patterns and the same attitude and the same identity, you will experience the same life. And we will have to change it right here, right now. So with that, let's understand the basics of conscious creation. Now, conscious creation is a unique framework which is based on the ancient wisdom of Vedanta that we use at Advaita Conscious Society to help individuals transform their inner being and transform their life at various dimensions of health, wealth, relationships, and inner peace. Now, whatever is on the left hand side, let's call it the inner reality. Whatever is on the right hand side, let's call it the external reality. Now we will go through the basics of conscious creation and the basics of bhava and how the reality that we are experiencing currently is our own doing and what can we do to change it. So first of all, we need to understand that there is the law of resonance. Whatever we experience in the external reality is tied to whatever we are inside. Now, to understand that, just pay attention to the video that we will play right now. Just look at these patterns, which are made of small particles, and observe how, when the frequency of the sound changes, the patterns change. And as the frequency increases, observe how more and more sophisticated patterns are being formed. This is to show you that every frequency is associated with a physical form. This is resonance. The external reality and the internal reality are in resonance. That's very important to understand before we understand anything else. And we talk about something called as bhava. Bhava is a very, very important word for you to remember for this context. And bhava is nothing but your mental state and your emotional state put together. So bhava is like your frequency that you are experiencing currently, constantly, every single day. And it comes from the emotional center and the thinking center. So to put it simply, the thoughts you think and the emotions or the feelings that you feel every single day, both of them put together is your bhava, which is nothing but your state of being. Now, the conscious creation mantra at ACS states yad bhavam tad bhavati, which means however your state of being is, such a kind of reality you're creating for yourself. So the external reality in terms of your health, wealth, relationships, inner peace, which are the core areas that we focus on at ACS, is tied to the internal reality that we call Swabhava. So our Swabhava, which is our core identity, has given rise to something called as the Bhava, that is the state of being, and the state of being in turn has given rise to the health, wealth, relationships and inner peace that we experience. So it is all tied to who we are in our essence. If we create a more powerful swabhava or identity, our reality has to respond to it. Our reality has to obey it. That is the law. That is the law of resonance, and that is how universe works. Now let's go a little deeper to understand where this swabhava comes from. This swabhava is nothing but who you are right now. Right now you are a person. You are a bundle of thoughts, emotions, belief systems, tendencies, and all of that is coming from a core source that we can call the inner swabhava. And it is actually the consequence of karma. As per the Vedantic wisdom, we go through various lifetimes and we perform various actions at different dimensions and levels, and we carry a lot of memory within us. Apart from that, how our parents raised us, how society conditioned us, all of this put together has given rise to our swabhava. So our swabhava is a consequence of our past karmic actions and so many other things along the way. The key point for us to understand here is that the so-called internal reality and the external reality are not ultimately separate. It is all one. As per the wisdom of Vedanta, everything is one. It just appears as an external reality for us. In truth, what is happening is that the same internal swabhava and the bhava that we have is being reflected in the external reality. Now, this perception of the external reality as something which is separate from us is what Vedanta calls as Maya. Maya is an illusion. It is an illusion to believe that the world is actually outside of us and whatever we are experiencing is actually separate from us. In truth, in reality, we are just experiencing a reflection of who we are believing ourselves to be. And if we can change that next year, then everything else can change for us. Every aspect of our life can change for us. Now, whatever we covered so far, you know, how the karma creates our swabhava and our swabhava gives rise to our bhava, that is the state of being, which is our mental state and our emotional state put together, that is the default frequency we carry, and this frequency determines the external reality that we experience in terms of health, wealth, relationships and inner peace. Now, all of this put together, we can call it level one of conscious creation. So let's call this level one. And with that, let's go even deeper to understanding the level two of conscious creation, which is beyond the dimension of Maya. Everything that I explained so far happens within the scope of Maya, within the scope of so-called apparent duality, and within the scope of time, space and causation. But in reality, Vedanta says, we are the infinite consciousness. We are not limited to the swabhava or this body-mind complex, but we are within ourselves infinite and we are simply temporarily experiencing this swabhava. So, in truth, we are not this swabhava, but we are this infinite dimension which is beyond Maya. That is the core doctrine of Vedanta. And that is what the Upanishads mean when they say, Tat Tvamasi. So this is a very deep level to conscious creation and to understanding consciousness. When we come from this place of infinite potential, we will be able to do things in this world what others call as miracles. For example, how Jesus turned water into wine, how he brought gold from the fish's mouth and so on. And similarly, in Sri Krishna's case, how he lifted up the entire mountain in the tip of his finger and how he won one of the biggest wars that was ever fought without even fighting it, and how he orchestrated the entire happening of Kurukshetra and so on. All the great miracles that Sri Krishna has exhibited and performed. Everything could happen because Krishna is not a swabhava. He is the infinite consciousness which is behind and beyond this dimension of Maya. When Shri Krishna was living his life on this planet, for the outsiders, he looked like a person, right? Some people could have said that he has two hands, two legs, and he is carrying a swabhava, an identity, and he is a person. But within himself, he was never tied to this identity. He always knew that he was beyond this Maya, and in fact, this Maya itself, this dimension of consciousness itself, was something that is within him. Now, because of his understanding and because he was an avatar of God, where the God itself, the infinite dimension itself, took an incarnation to support and to direct humanity in the right way, this is sort of a clear example of the two levels that we are trying to understand. When somebody comes from this place and from this understanding, the life they live is totally of a different dimension. The power with which they live is totally different. Now, keeping the story of Shri Krishna aside, because he is considered an avatar of God, which is the divine manifestation of that infinite consciousness, Vedanta goes on to say, even each and every one of us within ourselves are this infinite consciousness. We are not limited to this body and mind. And in fact, even when we think we are this body and mind, the same consciousness is channeling through us and making a reality possible for us to experience because of our assumptions and limiting beliefs. So, when we begin to go deeper and understand slowly that we are the awareness within which the reality is happening and within which a swabhava exists, we can easily create a gap between our psychological process and our identity and who we actually are as that awareness and as that consciousness. And once that gap is created between our swabhava and our consciousness, we can easily work on our swabhava. Swabhava is just like a mask that we are temporarily wearing to live a certain kind of life and to have a temporary experience in this dimension. In truth, in reality, we are not who we think we are. So with that understanding, we can begin to cultivate and build out an ideal identity and an ideal swabhava. And that swabhava, that ideal identity, once it is created, it creates a new bhava. It creates a new state of being, which is very different from the bhava that you currently carry. And once the frequency changes, once the bhava changes, even the external reality changes because it is all tied to each other. We will experience a different kind of reality, and our reality has to obey the identity because that is how reality is. It is one reality. That is all we need to do. We need to work on ourselves and work on our bhava, and that can change everything for us. We need to stop focusing on changing the circumstances, changing the external reality. We need to stop blaming the market, the economy, AI and all that. And our only focus should be on this. And if you want to go through a 6-month advanced journey of conscious creation to make next year the best year of your life and to collapse decades of unconscious living and unconscious creation to 1 year of conscious evolution, then check the link in the description and in the pinned comments and watch this free training and apply to join Advaita Conscious Society and join this advanced journey. Apart from this, if you are wondering how you can start changing this bhava and elevating this bhava, then we had created a free meditation for you, a free life visioning exercise that you need to practice for 7 minutes every single day as soon as you wake up. Now, what this powerful process does is that it elevates this bhava or state of being in the morning as soon as you wake up. And if you can consciously keep your bhava in the right way throughout the day, and of course that requires patience and systems and tools and so on, then the reality will naturally change itself and you will be able to live that life that you aspire to live.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.